Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Haizu Alou. Batting second. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting third. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Sorrell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Schroeder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Lindy McDaniel. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Haizu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Cline reaches third base with a triple. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cline scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a fly ball into left field. Sorrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards right. Staub fields it and throws to second to catch Hart for the out. Two outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Jackson scores. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Astros, 1. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Lanier reaches third base with a triple. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 1 in the game. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 2 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel fires to first and picks off Gatte. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder bunts towards the mound. Dierker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lanier bunts towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to second. One out. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gatte picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gatte. Schroeder scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Tito Fuentes pinch runs for Norm Seaborn. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Alou moves to second. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Gatte covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Jackson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tito Fuentes now playing second base. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay bunts towards first. Matthews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Matthews. Hart moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brand bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aspromonte moves to third. Norm Miller pinch hits for Larry Dierker. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Aspromonte scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Astros, 2. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gatte takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gatte moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Henry now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Cline strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.